They had live video, but they didn't see it. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. U.S. Capitol Police had a live video feed from the security cameras at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home during last Friday night's break-in and attack on her husband. But sources tell Fox News officers were not watching the feed because the speaker was not home at the time. The flashing lights from police responding to Paul Pelosi's 911 call finally catching the attention of the Capitol Hill police officers. Suspect David DuPape has been ordered held without bond. A not guilty plea entered on his behalf in a Tuesday court appearance. Adam Lipson is his court-appointed attorney.
I look forward to representing Mr. DuPape, to providing a vigorous defense for him, and to getting to an equitable and just resolution of this matter.
DuPape reportedly told police he had plans to attack other targets, including state and local politicians. North Korea lobbing more missiles into the sea off its east coast, nearly a dozen test firings, according to the South Korean military.
The launches came after North Korea issued a veiled threat to use nuclear weapons, saying the U.S. and South Korea will pay the most horrible price in history. The North has been criticizing joint military exercises by South Korea and the U.S. The White House pushed back against North Korea's saber-rattling. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said the U.S. is calling on North Korea to engage in serious and sustained diplomacy.
Fox's Jill Nadeau in Washington reports South Korea has test-fired its own air-to-surface missiles in response to the North Korean launches. The Philadelphia Phillies have tied a World Series single-game record, launching 5 home runs in Game 3 Tuesday night as they blanked the Astros 7-0. Philadelphia now leads the best-of-7 series 2-1. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court challenge to President Biden's plans to forgive student loan debt is reaching the nation's highest court.
Indiana residents Frank Garrison and Noel Johnson are asking the Supreme Court for an injunction in their case. They do not want their student loans forgiven. Their attorney writes that Garrison and Johnson are part of a class of 8 million borrowers who will have their debt canceled automatically, leaving them worse off due to excess tax liability under Indiana state law. They initially took the case to a federal judge in Indiana who dismissed their case. They appealed to the Seventh Circuit Court for an injunction pending their appeal, but the appeals court said no. Their request to the Supreme Court goes to Judge Amy Coney Barrett based on jurisdiction. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Newark, New Jersey, still searching for the gunman who wounded two police officers Tuesday responding to a 911 call.
One officer was shot in his leg, experienced a small fracture in his leg as well. Another officer was shot grazed his neck, went into his shoulder.
That's Newark's Mayor Roz Baraka. Police say they know who they're looking for, but haven't found him yet. A year after the fact, a motive has been suggested in last year's murder of an Iowa school teacher.
Prosecutors say two teenagers accused of killing their high school Spanish teacher did so because of frustration over a bad grade. The revelation was included in court documents filed ahead of an evidentiary hearing Wednesday. Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodell are charged as adults with murdering Nohama Graber in the small town of Fairfield, 100 miles southeast of Des Moines. Graber's body was found in a park a year ago. She had been beaten with a baseball bat. Graber had been known to take walks daily in the park after school. Witnesses say they saw her van leaving the park with two males inside the same day she disappeared. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
SpaceX launching its Falcon Heavy rocket Tuesday for the first time in more than 3 years, carrying satellites into orbit for the U.S. Space Force. Both of the booster rockets returning to Earth and landing upright. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.